And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Cotter Clark, Danny Burke, BurkesBeat.com, Burke's Best Bets, at Danny Burke 5 on Twitter. Danny, you are not on the golf course. You are not drinking a transfusion or an azalea or a John Daly or a cold one. You are here with us in the stream. And what do you like? What have you placed? What are you eyeing for Masters weekend here when it comes to some props?
Or drinks as well.
Yeah, either way.
All right. Yeah, that TBD may let, you know, about like 30 more minutes pass, and then we'll get into that conversation. But in terms of the Masters, guys, I did a handful of bets. Now, a couple of them I was planning to play, but a majority of them come from a friend of mine who I had on my latest episode of the podcast. His name's Brady Cannon, one of the more respected golf bettors that I know. And it started with Xander Schauffele, I believe, was the shorter shot at like 14-1. Jordan Spieth is always an obligatory bet that I place when it comes to Augusta. I'm just always trying to reclaim that glory for Spieth and will always place a bet on Spieth. Furthermore, I had Will Zalatoris, who's looking okay. It could be doing a little bit better, but maybe someone you monitor going forward. Bryson DeChambeau, actually, I did play, and that was outside of Brady's bets. That's someone who I kind of placed last second at about 35-1, and right now feeling pretty darn good about Bryson being at the top of the leaderboard 7-under. And then Shane Lowry took a stab at, and I think I'm missing one other person, but nobody insanely significant that's up there on the board right now. So, yeah, I mean, you know, all things considered, can't complain with how Bryson's been doing.
Did you play anything on Tiger?
I did not play anything on Tiger. I know the public loves to bet him outright tickets and to make the cut. And I know there was some sharper money on for him to miss the cut. I know I got him to my right as of this moment watching him. And obviously I'm rooting for him. I'm not going against Tiger in any kind of capacity. But I think the sports books always say the damage that would be caused if Tiger wins is just almost insurmountable. It doesn't matter how he's looking. Doesn't matter what year it is. Tiger is always the biggest liability for these sports books.
Danny Burke with us here, Burke's Best Bets on Hail Varsity Radio. And Danny, I saw on Twitter a guy, he was having some people over for the Masters this weekend. What he got as party favors was outright bets on Rory McIlroy. I think he put down $20 each and was handing out the tickets as party favors, trying to get people into the Rory McIlroy experience on Masters weekend, because there's always ups and there's almost always downs. Are you touching Rory? Do you like what you saw from day one? What's your take on Rory? Because I brought up the stat yesterday. There's been a couple of winners that have worn bib number 89, being the last person to show up to the Masters, in Danny Willett and Sergio Garcia. It's Rory this year with bib number 89. Did you play that at all?
I did not play Rory, and if I was that guy, I would have at least divvied up some of the tickets, right? I don't want everybody to have to be rooting for one guy. At least give someone else a shot to win with some other player. Look, Rory's fantastic. We all know this, but he's come up short in these major tournaments the last however many years it's been. And I don't really have that much conviction with him heading into Augusta for this tournament either. Now, he's probably still going to end up in the top 20 and then going to be inching toward the top 10. But based on the price that's always dealt on him, because you get taxed to Rory Price being as one of the premier players and his shortcomings, I just don't really like the idea of getting involved with him. The only thing I would flirt with would be a live bet for a top 10 or a top 20 market with him. But I'm going to have to wait and see a couple days with Rory to kind of get the vibes on how he's looking at Augusta.
Danny, you talk about the live betting here. Sorry not to jump in front of you, Connor, but I do want to turn to the live betting. I got some of the lines pulled up. After one day at the Masters, what live bets are you looking at to play over the next 3 days?
Yeah, I'm just looking at DraftKings right now, just to use one book, for example. Of course, shop around and try to find the best odds. But I briefly mentioned Will Zalatoris. 30-1 is what I'm seeing. Again, that's somebody who I would consider. Otherwise, Joaquin Niemann, that's the other player I was forgetting. I also took a flyer on him at 30-1. He's coming from LIV, arguably one of the hottest players in golf heading into this tournament. Not the best showing for day one, but serviceable, right? Good enough to stay afloat and still stay in contention. And I saw this tweet from this guy. His name's Justin Ray, and he said, each of the last 18 winners of the Masters have been tied 11th or better after round one. Take that for what you will if you do want to get involved in the live betting sphere, whether it's today or tomorrow. I know there's other stats on where some of those guys finish too. but Will would be one. Joaquin Niemann's at 22-1. I know Brooksy's always going to be a popular name, but in not really feeling the Brooks Koepka vibe this year. Max Homa's looking pretty good right now throughout his round, and you can get him as high as 18-1. But at the end of the day, guys, I still think you probably give it till Saturday to start really diving in to these live bets. You get a better idea of how these guys are shaping out. You can narrow the playing field, and you see the consistency. You don't want guys who are just volatile all over the place. Someone who's shooting maybe a 72 and then a 65. You know, you want those consistent under par performances from them. And then what Brady also talked about on my show, see where their strengths have been. If it's been pretty equal all throughout, or if these guys are just getting fortunate with their dominant putting skills, but missing fairways, at some point they're going to resort to the mean. That's something else you want to figure into your handicapping for this weekend and beyond.
Danny, I want to throw it over to the Diamond this weekend, and I know that there's going to be a lot more golf throughout the next 3 days, but a series I'm kind of keeping an eye on is the Brew Crew and the Orioles, two pretty good teams going at it. Anything in play for this weekend with baseball?
So nothing that I've scouted out just yet. Tomorrow morning, I'll certainly do a deeper dive. But yeah, it looks like tomorrow for that first matchup with Baltimore and Milwaukee, you got Wells and Peralta. And to me, you know, it's going to be looking to find an angle on Baltimore. Now, of course, I still got to do a deeper dive. I'm not trying to go in with this preconceived notion. But my thought process with Milwaukee this year is that they're going to be a team that plateaus at some point. I'm not thinking they're really going to be in contention for the NL Central when it's all said and done. I think it's going to come more so down to the Cubbies and to the Reds. Now, the Reds are still a younger, kind of trying to be a prospering team. The Cubbies' bullpen is thin. They're going to have to make additions there and get healthier. But the Brewers are a little bit of a tough handicap right now. They've started off hot. And again, it's like I don't want to get in front of them early in the year because they may be playing over their heads, which we've seen. But Baltimore should be a better team on paper than them. I know Peralta's a guy to trust if you're going to go with somebody on Milwaukee. So, again, I'll have to do a little bit more digging into that one. But I think Baltimore does get the nod in that series overall.
Danny Burke's with us, BurkesBeat.com, at Danny Burke 5, the Pride of Chicago, where you follow him on Twitter, BurkesBeat the pod, you can listen to. He does best bets with us here every Thursday at 5:40, about 60 seconds. Are you finding some value, or are you running from the Bucks and the Giannis situation here with the postseason around the corner?
Schmitty, that's a tough situation for Milwaukee, right? I mean, the Eastern Conference, I still think, without a doubt, runs through Boston. And, of course, that's the easy thing to say. But that's why a couple months ago what I did is bet two exactas for the championship. It was Boston to overcome Denver and then Boston to overcome the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, that doesn't mean I think Boston will beat them, but I bet them at like 13 and 14 and 1 odds respectively so then I can find a nice hedging situation. I won't spend too much time going into the thick of it, but – the East still runs through Boston. The West, Denver, still is the best team out there, except it should be tougher come postseason time. The Knicks would be a fun story, but just not enough depth, and they've been dealing with injuries. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, and Milwaukee's injury kills them too. It's still going to be Boston. Yeah.
Don't disagree, and Elijah's like nodding and smug and smiling approval. With
bet
his,
it now. Bet it now. Nuggets over the Celtics in the finals in six.
All right, there's Elijah, but we'll turn to Danny for the advice.
There's a reason I don't make much money at the sports book.
BurkesBeat.com, Danny Burke at Danny Burke 5. Pride of Chicago, thank you much.
Hey, you guys are the best. Appreciate you having me on. Enjoy the rest of the tournament.